again, I just want to dedicate the learning today to the Zecher Nishmas Rivka Hena Bas Shimon Halevi, Ruth Levine, Mrs. Ruth Levine, the mother of Lorraine Sohn, of Mrs. Lorraine Sohn, and the learning for all of Chodesh Adar has been dedicated the Zecher Nishmasa by Morty and Lorraine Sohn. We thank them very much for the sponsorship, and the Neshama Shtevna Aliyah today is the yard site. From what I understand, she was very big on the mitzvah of Hachnas HaZarchim, and today we're going to talk about one of the great opportunities of the mitzvah of Hachnas HaZarchim, which is the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim is a time where obviously it's people generally have a lot of people around the table, so I just want to discuss some of the halachic aspects of the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. The Megillah refers to Purim as days of Mishta and Simcha. Mishta is generally assumed to involve eating and drinking. So how many meals does a person have to have on Purim? So right at the very beginning of Siman Tzav Reish Sadi Hei, before the Mechaber even says anything, the Rama speaks first. And the Rama writes, Mitzvah laharbos bisu'udas Purim. There's a mitzvah to have a lot at your Sudas Purim. U'besu'udachas yotzim. But you only need to eat one meal on Purim. There's no, unlike Yontif where you need two meals, unlike Shabbos where you need three meals, there's only a mitzvah of one meal on Purim. What do we eat? What must you eat? So do you have to even wash for Sudas Purim? Well, certainly Lecha Mishnah should not be required. The whole idea of Lecha Mishnah is a zechet to the man, and that's since the man and the double portion fell on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantif, so we have a Lecha Mishnah. But on Sudas Purim, there was no double portion that fell on Erev Purim, to the best of our knowledge, and therefore there's no requirement whatsoever for Lecha Mishnah. Shari Tshuva quotes an idea from the Birkei Yosef, where he says, the Birkei Yosef is written by the Chida, where he says, you know, I'm not sure, maybe you don't even need bread. Whoever says you have to wash on Sudas Purim, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, if you're going to call it Mishta, you mean that it's a Su'uda. And if it's a Su'uda, it means that there's bread. There's no such thing as a Su'uda without bread. So the Aruch HaShulchan assumes it must be that you have to have Lechem at Sudas Purim. But again, it's Machlokas HaPoskim. Do you have to have meat? Can it be a Milchig meal on Purim? So the Shulchan Aruch, and based on the Lashon of the Rambam is explicit. The Rambam that we read yesterday about the drinking, that same Rambam in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, said, Ketzad Chova Su'uda Zu, how does one go about doing this Su'uda? Right, first thing he says, Sheyochal Basar, eat meat. So apparently, according to the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch as well, you need to eat meat at Su'uda's Purim. It's not enough to have a milchig meal. Magen Avraham, however, thinks that the whole statement of the Gemara that ain simcha ela bebasar is only for bezman shabbos mikdash yakayim. Nowadays, there's no special kiyum of eating meat on any yontif, let alone Purim, and therefore he thinks it's not necessary to have meat at your Sudas Purim. But Pasha Pshad is, like Shulchan Aruch says, that one should have a fleshig meal for the Sudas Purim. Do you have to have anything more than that? Is bread and meat good enough? So Rav Salvechik, quoted in Hare Kedem, in Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish Hei, points out from the Lashon of Rambam, that Rambam, what does he say right after he says Sheyochal Basar? He says, eat meat, v'yisakein Suda Na'a, and also have a nice meal, kafi asher timtziyado, as much as you can afford. And he assumes that what the Rambam means by that is that you not only have to eat meat, but you have to eat a second type of food as well. That a person has to have two types of foods for the to be yotzei the mitzvah of su'udas purim. Why? So he says that's generally the definition of a su'uda chashuva. Two types of cooked foods defines what makes a su'uda chashuva. Where do we find such a thing? Mishnah Maseches Tainis. Suda mafsekes. What's the one rule we know about a suda mafsekes? Only one cooked food. Why? Because the suda that's ain't a chashuva is one cooked food. You can have a suda chashuva, it needs to be two cooked foods. That same Rambam in Hilchos Purim, what is he in Hilchos Megillah, what does he talk about? Not only the mitzvah sudas purim, but as part of the mitzvah sudas purim, he starts talking about the mitzvah of mishloach manos. What do you need for mishloach manos? Two foods. You need two different kinds of foods. That's the definition of Suda Chashuva. Why do you need that for Mishloach Manos? Salvechik points out very passionate. We often talk about this big Chakira about Mishloach Manos, about the Sudas, about Reyes, famous Chakira, 15 million Nafkaminas in the Chakira, and we always assume whatever we know about Sudas Purim is going to educate us in terms of what we're allowed to use for Mishloach Manos. Right, if you, for Sudas Purim, you need to have cooked food, you can't give raw food for Mishloach Manos. Salvechik points out it works in the opposite direction as well. Whatever we know about Mishloach Manos is going to educate us about Sudas Purim. And if you need two foods for Mishloach Manos, you need two foods for Sudas Purim. That's his ha'ara. when do you have to eat the meal? So this is one of the more difficult topics. Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara and Dav Zayin and Beis Maseches Megillah, that the Sudas Purim cannot be done at night. It has to be done during the daytime. Rama says that, I'm talking the night before, on the night of Kriyas Megillah, the Rama says, nevertheless, you should still have a little bit of extra food. Mishra Berurah says that even if it's Matzoy Shabbos, like this year, and you just ate Shalosh Shudas, you should still try to have a little bit of extra food in honor of the fact that it's Purim. Sharat Tzion, based on Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rosh, says that even though you should have a little bit of extra food at night, don't have meat at night. Because if you eat meat that night, then people might mistakenly think that that's the Sudas Purim. And you can't be Yotzi Sudas Purim that, at night. So you got to have the meat. You should have only a milchig meal that night. Not only that, there's a minhag quoted by the poskim to dafka have milchigs the night of Purim and the morning of Purim, because it's Kimu v'Kiblu, it's the day of Kabbalah Satorah, Shavuos we have milchigs, Purim have milchigs. But then at the Sudas Purim later in the day, just like on Shavuos also, right, later in the day, you should go and have a fleishig meal as well. But that's usually not the biggest problem when it comes to timing Sudas Purim. The biggest problem normally is the fact that the Rama writes that most of the meal, the bulk of the meal, is supposed to be completed during the day. Forget about when you... The finishing can happen later after Purim is already over, but the bulk of the meal is supposed to be done during the day. So you can't start 5 minutes before Shkia and go till 10 o'clock at night, the Rama says. You have to start with enough time that the bulk of the meal is eaten during the day. And that very often causes a problem for families, because everyone's running around, they'll give you Shalach Manos, then you first got to drive out to New Jersey to, you know, be with wherever, you know, the family is for, no offense, but, you know, an hour and a half to East Brunswick, and then you start your Sudas Purim. It's very often going to be very late by the time you start the Sudas Purim. So that's halachically problematic. The Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, not to be confused with the Eretz HaTzvi, the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, written by Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frimmer, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Chachmei Lublin, the Kazhuk Lavar Gaon, a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, writes, he tries to justify this practice. He starts off by saying there's a minhag that he's noticed that people give Mishloach Manos well after Tzeis HaTzachavim, after it's already Purim is already over, and he can't figure out why they have such a minhag. So he says, I'm going to justify that minhag and the minhag of starting Sudas Purim so late all in one shot. How does he justify the minhag? So he quotes the Yid HaKadosh, the Yehudi HaKadosh Mipshiska. The Yid HaKadosh had a vart. The vart was as follows. There's a Gemara Maseches Brachos Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that Bilam HaRasha wasn't really such a smart guy. Bilam HaRasha had one talent and one talent only. And that was that he knew exactly the 1 millisecond during the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And once you know when that 1 millisecond is, you can make whatever curse you want during that millisecond, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to that curse. So that was Bilam's koach. Says Tosfos, what are you going to say in a millisecond? What kind of curse could he have given anyway? Tosfos gives two terutzim. Terutz number one, chalem. Wipe them out. That's pretty bad. It's a millisecond. So he could have done that in that 1 millisecond. Terutz number two, Tosfos says, he doesn't have to finish the curse in that millisecond. He only needs to start it during that millisecond. And then whenever he finishes it, it all goes buster that one moment. It all follows that one moment. It's considered as if he did it all in that one moment. Says the Yid HaKadosh, that's why so many Jews do what is really halachically incorrect by starting mincha 2 or 3 minutes before Shkia. And they end up davening mincha. They finish mincha 10 minutes after Shkia. You're not allowed to daven mincha after Shkia. Assuming you're not allowed to daven mincha after Shkia. So it's a problem. So he says, no, not a problem. They started a minute before Shkia. And as long as you start during that time, you see from Tosfos, it all goes basar when the moment you start. So says the Kazhuk lover, the Eretz Tzvi, same is true by Sudas Purim. You start a minute before and you're good. How does that help us for Mishloach Manos, for why people give Mishloach Manos after Tzeis HaPachavim? So he says, there's one more ingredient over here. He says, there is a famous shita of the Rush and a famous shita of the Trumas HaDeshen. The shita of the Rush, and by the way, every vart from the Eretz Tzvi is like this. It's like 18 different shitas, you put them all together. The famous shita of the Rush is that there's a mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, and even though the mitzvah is to write an actual Kasher Sefer Torah, the real reason for the mitzvah is so that you can have a Torah to learn from. Nowadays, we don't learn from Sifrei Torah anyway. So the Rush holds, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by buying svarim, other svarim. What do you see from the Rush? That even though you're not doing the mitzvah in the ideal way, as long as you achieve the purpose of the mitzvah, that's more important than how you actually do the mitzvah. achieving what the purpose of the mitzvah is more important than doing the mitzvah in the way that the Torah intended it. That's a very dangerous argument to make, but that's what he says, b'shem the Rush. Now, what's the sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen? Trumas Hadeshen famously holds that the whole mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, and there are many rayas to this, is based on Sudas Purim. The mitzvah is to provide someone with something that they could use during their Sudas Purim. So says the Kashuk Lover, if everyone has their Sudas Purim late, why do they have it late? Because it all based on Tos Brachos of Zayin, the Yid HaKadosh, that it all goes bust at the first moment, but they're therefore allowed and justified to continue the Suda well into the night. And we don't care when we're doing any mitzvah, but specifically the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, as much about how you're doing it, as much as whether it's accomplishing the goal it's supposed to accomplish. What's the goal of Mishloach Manos? Give someone something they can use during the Suda. They're eating their Suda at 10 o'clock at night. They're Yotzi Suda's Purim by eating it that late because it started earlier. That's when you give them the Mishloach Manos. That's the ideal in terms of the purpose of the mitzvah, and you can sacrifice the actual way of doing the mitzvah for the sake of the purpose of the mitzvah. That is the vart of the Kashuk Lover. If we had more than 10 minutes, we'd be able to say a lot more halacha l'maisa regarding Purim, but we'll have to regarding Suda's Purim, but we'll have to stop here. Okay.